Will you pray with me? Put the Christ mind in us, O Lord, and help us make way for Jesus again in our hearts, that we might follow his way in our lives. Amen. The story we will hear this morning is familiar to most of us. We tell it and we hear it all the way through again every year on Palm Sunday and again on Good Friday. Hearing an old familiar story is like taking a trip we've been on many times before. We know the way. We know where it's going. We know how it's supposed to end. So it might be easy to think we've been here before. We've heard all this before. We've done it all before. And there is nothing new for us here. But there really is no such thing as taking the same trip twice, is there? As many times as I have driven up and down I-75 to Georgia and back over the last 16 years, I can tell you it is never the same trip twice. Some of the sights on the road may look the same as they did before, but I'm not the same person who saw them the last time. So every time I go, I see things differently, feel things differently, understand things differently. Every time we repeat a journey or think we are repeating it, it is familiar, but it is also always new. The question is, are we paying attention enough to see it? The same is true for the stories we think we know. You have heard the story of Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem before. You have heard the story of his betrayal, arrest, trial, torture, crucifixion. But the you that sits here listening today is not the you that was sitting here a year ago or even a week ago. What is different in your life today? What is the same? And what needs to change? Jesus has made the journey to Jerusalem before, but this time is different. He enters the city knowing he is going to suffer and die. And even so, he travels towards his destiny with such purpose, such determination, intentionality. He is no passive participant, no victim of circumstance or poor planning. Knowing what lies ahead, he makes his way towards it. And what about you? What road are you on? What are you making your way towards this week and beyond? Are you doing so with clarity, conviction, courage? Are you intentional and deliberate about the path you are making each day? Or are you stuck, caught in your own loop, swept along by routine or by whatever is urgent or by whatever is happening to you or around you? Sometimes the deliverance Jesus brings calls us out of our current circumstances, liberates us from our current condition, but sometimes our delivery is within. Our deliverance is within, not from circumstance, but within it. It's possible you're meant to be walking a different path than you're on, or maybe you need to see the road you are already traveling in a new way. Whatever your circumstance, you are called, we are called to lives of purpose, meaning, power, courage, connection to God, to each other, to ourselves. This is for each of us, for all of us, no matter our circumstances. We can let the mind of Christ be in us. Following him, responding to him, walking his way, no matter the circumstance. Today is a new day. Today is a day to choose a new way of being. This is a week to see that a way can be made, a way has been made, a way that leads to life and new life and abundant life and healing. Today, like every day, is a holy day because it's a day that God has made. This week, like every week, is a holy week. This week is familiar, but it is new, ordinary, yet sacred beyond imagination. And we can choose to seek God and to see God with intention and attention. So it's time now to hear again our old, old story, which always has something new to say. What will it say to your life? Make way. Make way for the new or renewed claim it wants to make on you. Make way for Jesus the Christ, who goes ahead of us, who breaks the loop of sin and shame and everything that makes us stuck, and who lays his very life down that we may rise.